Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M.
Ebert leans back, slots the goal.
On Ruined it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert.
Ebert takes the mark.
Ebert.
I told you, don't play the bloke in the forward line. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't. Are we on?
Yeah, we are. Brad Ebert, good morning. Good morning.
Oh, well, now at least they can hear what I get.
You must be embarrassed.
You must constantly be copping it.
Embarrassed.
Oh, thanks, Roo. Yeah, bloody oath I was.
How did you miss that goal?
I sort of let it go by Thursday, but, you know, anyway, I've reliving it now.
And then you got the coach saying, you missed opportunities cost you the game.
Yeah, I know. But there was a few of us, don't worry. There was a few of us in that.
You're dragging everyone down.
So was that it? I mean, in the review, is it all about,
me
it was only
missing,
our goal?
No. Missing my goal, yes. No. That was it.
But was it just about the opportunities that were missed, or was there something else that was pinpointed? Because really, me as a fan sitting on the couch, I thought, well, if he kicks that goal and then so-and-so kicks that one, I reckon there were five or six that if we kick all of those,
there was a period
we'll
in that
win
second,
the game.
There was a period, I guess that start of the first, start of the last, we were, start of the first and end of the last, we were bad. The rest of the game, I thought we had probably,
most things right.
Yeah. So, we just looked over, what went wrong at the start, what went wrong at the end, and just skimmed over what went happen in the middle.
Led by 10 points in the last quarter.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So what was said after the last six minutes of the game?
Yeah, a lot of that sort of space. We just talked about how we missed a couple of opportunities in that second quarter, like I said, but we weren't too caught up on that. It was more just around what happened around the end of the game there and we probably just didn't play to our
You lost your structures.
No, at that time you just need to probably take a couple of marks and take a bit of heat out of the game, whereas we probably kept getting caught up, playing quick, kicking long to our numbers in their favour, and they'd be able to run it back through it.
Now,
I think you probably got a little bit caught up trying to keep going the same sort of way that we've been playing.
All right, so I'm going to get on the front foot now. Now that you've said that.
Where's your leadership? Is that what you're saying?
But also, I could argue that that's what happened when we lost to the West Coast in the final at the Adelaide Oval. It happened a couple of times, and when we should have just iced the game, slowed it down, held onto the ball.
Yeah.
Play on, take it on, kick down the line and kick it straight to the opposition, and then they go and kick a goal.
I can't remember Wingard. You got rid of Wingard.
Well, he's gone.
He did
no,
that.
But I'm just saying that's what happened.
Yeah, I can't really remember what happened in the elimination one.
There's half your problem right there. You've got to remember.
Of course I can remember. Don't you worry, boys. I can remember. But, I think that it's a constant game of learning, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I thought we actually handled the game pretty well, considering that, yes, we didn't do too well in those last few minutes. But, I think it's another one where round three, I think we'll be okay.
Well, as a fan, honestly, I thought Port did everything right. Except lost. If you kick the six goals that, let's say, were the real gettable ones, Port win the game.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, and you probably end up going into halftime with a stronger lead than what you probably could have had. And, there's a lot of those sort of things. But, fact is we didn't, so we'll make amends this week.
I want to ask you from a mental point of view when you approach a game this week, and so many people, and Roo keeps ramming it down my throat, we know the big four names that are out of the Richmond side.
Nah, you'll win because they're out.
This is what I'm saying.
Look at him, man. And he's just sniggering over there.
They couldn't possibly win with those blokes out.
Shut up. Just talking to me here.
Yeah, that's
turn his mic
can
off.
Can you get out of the room, please?
Yeah, let me get a word in anyway. I have to jump over.
We've actually turned away from you. If anyone's listening online.
Blah, blah, blah.
But it's got to be hard to not listen to that stuff because you've still got to play at 100% the whole time. Oh, no, he's antagonistic.
But I know what you mean. And that's a lot of the time, 90% of the boys don't really do a lot of this sort of stuff, don't really listen to too much of the media, and so therefore get caught up in it, So therefore the boys would...
Have you had a look at your mob lately?
How are you going?
Shocking.
Should we start talking about them?
No. What's happening? Is it coming from right at the top or what?
Good point. It all starts with the board.
Hey, that's it. We can only do so much from the board.
Oh, of course. Hang on. Let's start this convo.
If they win the flag, the board's very strong.
Exactly.
Great leadership. Yep. Rots at the head.
I love it how we can have a laugh about it.
Now, Evo, we are here to encourage and we're here to always pick you up.
Jeez,
and,
I wasn't sure about
you.
I still haven't looked at Roo.
It's called tough love.
Fair enough.
We're not
fair
ones
enough.
To, pat you on the bum all the time. Oh, you're going well. We asked you for 40 goals this year.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, here's a little montage, all right?
Leave it.
Then hitting the scoreboard. These two now for Port. Runs, crosses to 50, a little left, and just stays there and just misses.
Right. Oh, they're on here, the power. Long kick inside 50. Oh, no mark taken there by Robbie Gray. Taps it to even. He's going to run it. 15 out. Goes for Ronnie Banana and misses.
Oh, 15 out.
Oh, maybe 20. And tight angle. Lair rising
there by the power, and they've cost themselves a 6-pointer.
Oh, lair rising.
You're a lair.
Lots of lair rising.
I don't think I've ever been called a lair rising.
Well, you have now. This is what happens when you miss goals from 15 out. Any chance of just kicking a drop punt?
I wanted to play with a bit of flair as a forward, and now. Nah, the checky's going back in the bag.
The
boys.
Goal.
Yeah, thank you. All I right. will.
Just
drop punt.
Run straight at the target.
Straight in.
Like your
punt.
Dad taught you. Yeah. Kick through the ball. And kick
easy.
Over the goal umpire. And
Craig Ebert. Craig Ebert wouldn't have lairised.
No way in the world. Nah, he was straight down the line.
Yep.
Old Craig, I think.
That was it.
Don't you listen to the chief, Jason Dunstall. Ban the dribble.
Well, there was no dribble. That's. That was one dribbled
off
part
your
of it.
Boot.
It pretty much did, actually. Yeah, geez, it bellied the banana.
That's what happens. That's why you don't do it.
And that's why I'm putting it back in the bag. I won't be using it
just
again.
Just give it to Connor Rosie. At least he finishes off.
Wow, did he?
Kick five.
He did, actually. Geez, he was on fire.
Yeah.
At three quarter time, I said to him, I was like, geez, mate, the men, like, because I'm looking after him a bit and mentor sort of stuff. I'm like, hang on. No, but I even said to him,
he'll
like,
be mentoring you the way you're going.
The roles are reversed. I've become the mentee.
I've become
the mentee within three quarters. And then he finished off with five. It was crazy. So,
you've done a great job being a mentor.
Haven't I, Justin? There's one positive.
Yeah.
He's been really good. So that's seriously, the roles have been reversed. Yeah. So I'll be listening to him this week.
Home game this weekend.
I'll be passing on to him every time.
One thing the club introduced at the first home game was the perfect pair.
Yes.
Oh, great idea.
This is like married
actually
at first sight.
This is clever marketing.
And the couple got up in the grandstand and at three quarter time, what they did is they pair them off and it's a blind date and you sit
and
at the footy.
She was pretty good looking.
She was
too.
Good. Yeah, she was good. Anyway, they got at three quarter time.
I was starting to think this was a setup.
Hold up the sign. Is it a yes or a no? And she held up yes. So the crowd cheered and everything's good. And he held up no.
I couldn't believe it. That's
So we're doing it again this week at the Richmond game?
I think so, yeah. So that's I'll be looking up there three quarter time, just checking out if there's a yes or a no.
Try and listen to the coach if you can.
Hopefully
I'll
why do
you get run over in the last quarter? You're not focused. Come on, Evo.
Yeah, no, we'll be making sure that I look after the game. We'll watch the recap. But it's quite a funny idea, and I reckon they've done pretty well with that one.
The bloke knocked back a voucher for $700, wasn't it?
You get a free dinner at Jarman's Kitchen, and it's all good.
That's what we said on Triple M. Just go to Jarman's, mate.
Take the dinner.
She must have been very annoying.
Oh, Rue.
Well, just to say, no, she looked good on the screen.
He
looked okay.
He might have thought I'm out of my depth here. She might have been too.
He
might
have been.
Maybe.
Yeah, he might have been scared.
Yeah.
Just going
when
out
it
the
is
one
on, like, it's, you know, in front of 45,000 people. You've got to make it pretty.
But he signed up for it.
That's true.
Kick the goal.
Very true. And go to dinner.
He dribbled it.
He bellied the banana.
You get dinner at Jarmer's and you get Hey Diddle wine.
Yeah, I know, mate.
And that's
what's
put him off.
What a combo. He saw it there. He's like, I don't want that.
Good food.
Yeah. What was Bokey doing on the weekend?
Oh, mate, he stayed up to go to the Gold Coast, go to the World Surf League on the Sunday, and it was a lay day. There was nothing on. So he's
not captain anymore.
He had a real bad weekend.
So, yeah, he stayed up there. Oh, I think he got to hang out with Mick, though, so it's okay.
Mick Fanning.
But,
tell you what, though, he's playing good footy.
He is, isn't he? Yeah, he is. He's
my prediction for best and fairest is looking right at the moment.
Is that who you said, was it?
Yeah.
Or are you just changing that week to week?
No, you're changing that week to week. I said that from JLT.
He kicks with the wind a bit. Yeah. Straight through the middle.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, Evo, good luck against Richmond.
Hey, thanks, guys.
It'll be a bad loss, this one.
Thank you, Dits. I still haven't spoken to you, Roo.
It'd be a terrible loss on the home deck.
I'm still not talking to you. I'll speak to you next week.
You know what? They haven't had those four in the one side since 2008. Cochin, Martin, Rance and Revolt. They haven't had those four out of the side since way back in 2000.
Haven't you worked with Bruce before? I thought you said they haven't played together since 2000.
What an opportunity for you.
All right, this is good. This is good, Roo. All right, I'll see you next week.
Good luck on the weekend.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
All right, buddy.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes. Designing and creating your dream home. DistinctiveHomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.